You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus Okleme. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Our good God, we honor you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power and your goodness, which you keep manifesting right from the beginning until now. We ask that as we listen to your holy word, speak to us, touch us, do us good, meet everyone at the point of their need. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed. Let Jesus be Lord indeed. We banish the enemy and everything that opposes you. Tonight we declare that no weapon against this service shall prosper. Let there be light in every home, in every life. And we'll give you all the praise, we'll give you all the honor, and we'll give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. It's good to be with you again tonight. We've been talking about God and how good he was and how good he is and how good he will always be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we've been reading from the book of the beginnings, because when we talk about God's goodness, it's not a novelty. It's not something new. That's how he was from the beginning. Then that's how he has always been. And that's how he will always be. And his power that makes his goodness possible is very active today and is going to work in your life and in mine. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I'm talking about the same power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Very important word of scripture, particularly in our world where people bend over backwards and do all they can to disprove that there was a creator, or that there is a creator, that the world has a designer, that the world didn't just come to exist and come to be. It really baffles the mind how people who have learned and have used their minds, have just thought, and the wisest or the most intelligent conclusion they could make was that such beauty, such perfection, and such accuracy in creation was a chance event by a collision of particles. There is a fusion chamber where particles have been colliding since. They are trying to recreate the Big Bang, which they claim brought life. And it just sounds so funny and ridiculous. And I've always thought that it takes more faith to believe such theories than it does to believe that there is a designer. If you see a Mercedes-Benz car moving, it doesn't take any effort for you to just think that for a machine to be working this way, someone must have thought about it, and someone must have put things together and made some calculations and fixed this and fixed that there to make this thing work. There's a designer. And you take a phone, there's a designer. Nothing just shows up. But human beings think that man just showed up. And interestingly, he showed up with the capacity to reproduce himself. I mean, man showing up, okay, but how much chance? I don't know. It's just amazing how far people will go to reject the thoughts that God is and that He is the Creator. But it's a truth that sets you and I free. Jesus told the Jews who were listening to Him that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If the Bible is telling us that God created in the beginning, it means that He, everything that we see, He brought it to be, He brought it into existence. He brought it out of nothing. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Out of nothing. And if you believe this, it doesn't matter how much nothingness you are experiencing in a marriage, in a home. You went into the marriage with a lot of high hopes. You've heard so much, particularly maybe as a lady, and you thought that if I get a man, it will complete me and blah, 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 blah. But you've ended up disillusioned, and it's been a far cry from what you expected. But I know someone who is able to create things. He's the God of heaven. He is my Father. And if you will believe same, He will create something out of that nothingness. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The Bible tells us how in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the earth became without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. I've explained this some other time. I'll get back into it. But what God made, some things happened that caused a judgment to come on that creation that existed before Adam was made. And the creation was destroyed with water. And the water was had covered the whole earth like a blanket above the mountains. That's how Psalm 104 said it. And there was darkness. See, so the earth was without form, tohu, Hebrew word, and void, bohu, empty, hopeless, and dark. But the Bible said God the Creator came back. He made everything the first time. And in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18, he said, "Thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He established it and created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else." So what we find in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 was not how it was made in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Because he didn't create the earth vain or void or formless. And he didn't create the earth without habitation. He created it to be inhabited. So definitely something happened before Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, making the world to become formless and void. Let's look at Psalm 104 and let's see how the man of God David spoke about this event. Verse 5 of Psalm 104, "Who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment, and the waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, and at thy voice, the voice of thy thunder, they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, unto the place which thou hast founded for them." This is not talking about Noah's flood, because in Noah's flood, the waters were not rebuked, the waters settled. Okay, they settled by natural means over a period of about 150 days. The waters settled and receded. Okay, they receded. But this flood, which he's speaking about, was the flood that caused Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And how did God resolve this one in Genesis, let's go back there. Chapter 1, verse 9. "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered into one place." So that's what David was speaking about when he said, "At thy rebuke." Okay? So God rebuked the waters. And he said, "Go into one place. Go into this place. And let the dry land appear." And it was so. So God called the dry land the earth, and the gathering together of the waters seas. And God saw that it was good. But in the time of Noah, there was no rebuke of the waters. The waters receded gradually over a period. But in Psalm 104, verse 7, he said, "At thy rebuke, at the voice of thy thunder, they hasted away. So God made this perfect world, and the inhabitants acted in a way that brought judgment, that destroyed all of life. If you read 1 Peter 3, he also speaks about a flood in which everything perished. But in Noah's flood, Noah survived, the vegetation survived, aquatic life survived, his children and their spouses survived, and all the animals in the ark also survived. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, "For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world which that then was," so he's talking about an existence, an inhabitation of the world, "the world that then was overflowed with water, and everything perished," being overflowed with water perished. So everything in this particular flood, the flood that we are finding in Genesis 1-2, everything perished. But you know that that's not the case in Noah's flood. So something happened and brought chaos into the good world God had made. But the thing is that God hadn't changed. He was creator then, so he's still creator now, in this time when the world is without form and void. In the beginning, he made everything perfect, because the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from above, the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. So he made it perfect to begin with. It got destroyed by the flood. But because he is creator from the beginning, he came back and he created again, and he made everything well again. Hallelujah.
Praise,
and that
Lord.
Is so significant. The manufacturer who made something out of nothing has the ability to fix that thing again. That's why when you buy a machine, they give you warranty. It's no big deal. You bought a Samsung phone, they give you warranty. I always ask for warranty when I'm buying products. I believe it tells me how well you yourself believe in the products you are giving me. But they give you warranty. Even if there's a problem, they wouldn't mind changing it for you, or they'll fix it for you. Why? They are the manufacturers. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
They are the manufacturers. In Ghana, we don't manufacture much, but I'm hoping that in the coming generations, we'll manufacture things. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If the manufacturer is there, there's a problem, he sees it, he can fix it. Why? He made the thing out of nothing the first time. Oh, he can fix it. I have good news for you. He was creator at the very beginning. He was creator when things went wrong, and the earth became without form and void, and there was darkness. And now, in your own life, you may have started well, or you may have never seen some good days. There are people who say, "Things have never really worked for me. Things have never really gone my way. It's always one problem or the other. I've never known peace." Whatever your story is, the good news I have for you is that God still has the power to make something beautiful out of nothing.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Bible
Lord.
Speaks about Father Abraham in Romans chapter 4, verse 7. He said, "As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations before him who believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were." God has the power to bring beauty out of nothingness. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
Sometimes
the Lord.
You tell someone God wants to bless you, God's going to make you rich. The person looks at you as if you are high. How will God do it? You just remind me of a certain virgin to whom an angel came and said, "You are going to conceive and have a child." She said, "I know not a man. How shall these things be?" God always has a way. He's made the whole world out of nothing. And your small finances are not going to defy the power of his majestic creative ability. Say amen.
Amen.
God is going to bring beauty out of your life if you will believe, and if you will let him, and if you will hear him. Because you notice very quickly two very important things: the word and the spirit. 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 The Bible said in Genesis 1:1, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said. In Romans, where we have just read, he said, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth, he speaketh, calleth those things which be not as though they were. When the angel came to Mary, and Mary was wondering that how shall these things be? Excuse me. The angel responded to her and said, verse 35 of Luke chapter 1, the Holy Ghost. So the angel had spoken God's word to her and said, I've been sent from God to tell you this, that you conceive and have a child. So that was the word. And here is the spirit. The angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing also which you shall conceive, which shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God. The Spirit and the Word. Spirit and the Word. As God is speaking and his Spirit is moving, there is every power to create and recreate. Say amen.
Amen.
Sometimes guilt has laden people, and thoughts of what things used to be and how I might have messed it make people want to stay far away from God, particularly people who have known what was right to do and didn't do it. They think that God is out to judge them. But I'm announcing to you that the God who made the world, a world which was destroyed by a flood of judgment, and he fixed it again. It was like recreating work. You remember what he told Adam and his wife? Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. The earth had been inhabited before, but God came back and he fixed it again. I'm announcing to you that he is still a fixer today. And no matter how bad things have gone, and you might be responsible for it, your sin may have brought you into a very terrible place, but Jesus can make all things well and all things new for you. Remember the prodigal son? He was guilty as charged. He had been reckless. He had been thoughtless. He had been disobedient. He had been selfish. And he has wasted all. But there was still room in his father's life, his father's heart, in his father's home for that prodigal son. And he brought him in and restored him. And he has so much more to still give him, even though he blew the first inheritance. I brought you good news tonight. He still has the power. Christ Jesus still has the power. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness cannot comprehend it. All things were made by him. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. John 1:1. Same was the beginning. It was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The Word and the Spirit. The Word and the Spirit. The Word and the Spirit. That's why I encourage you to keep listening to Miracle Wave broadcast. You are hearing the Word of God under the influence and the unction of the Holy Ghost, and anything can happen. That's why I tell you that something good is going to happen to you. Say amen.
Amen.
As we receive the word and his spirit is moving, something good is going to happen. Something better is in store. As we are together again, just praising the Lord. I had a 3-day healing convention. That's why my voice is a little down, but forgive me, or pardon me, my voice may be down, but the power of the Holy Ghost isn't. I don't have time. I would have shared a lot of testimonies with you. But we have experienced His power. That's why I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost is here. And as we speak His word to you, it is an explosive combination. The Spirit and the Word. The Spirit and the Word. It's an explosive combination. It's a creative combination. And it's coming to you tonight. Bow your head with me as we pray. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power that heals the sick. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power that raises the dead. It calls those things which be not as though they were. As He spoke, the Holy Ghost went into action. As we speak tonight, the power of God is going to move into action. Your sicknesses will leave you. Your burdens will leave you.
Amen.
God will bring light into your darkness. Amen. Just as He said, let there be light. Light is coming to you tonight. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Before I pray for the sick, I want to invite you to have a relationship with Him. He wants to be your Father. He wants to know you, and He wants you to know Him. That's the heart of it all. That's the heart of it. That's the heart of it. When He came to the garden, the first question God ever asked, Adam, where are you? He wants to know you. He wants a relationship with you. All that He has done and created and the beauty He surrounded you with, it's because He wants to be with you. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. Let's pray. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight? You want to know Him? He wants to know you. You want to pray this prayer with me? Let it be your, from every word you say, mean every word you say from the very depth of your heart, and say, Lord,
Lord,
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
I am a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
And I'm sorry for my sin.
And I'm sorry for my sin.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I turn away from sin.
I turn away from my sin.
And I turn to you.
I turn to you.
I believe.
I believe.
That you are the Son of God.
That you are the Son of God.
That you love me.
That you love me.
And you came into this world for me.
And you came to this world for me.
You suffered and died on the cross.
You suffered and died on the cross.
You were buried.
You were buried.
And you are alive today forever.
You are alive today forever.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
I give you my all.
I give you my all.
I choose you.
I choose you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And personal Savior.
And personal Savior.
Thank you for receiving me.
Thank you for receiving
me. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Let's pray now. I want you to begin to call on the Lord. Whatever problem you may have, sickness you may have, it's leaving you tonight. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. That sickness is leaving you tonight because the power of the Holy Ghost is here. And He is sending His word. He said He sent His word and healed them. The word of God and the Holy Ghost power, they have bring you out of that bondage. Just begin to call the Lord and say, heal me. He was wounded for our transgressions. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. Kappa sando lahas. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Play that for me. Kappa shandala baba sandala baba. Kibo shala baba basi kola baba sandala baba shikola baba sandala baba. Kora bado si kabala baba shandala baba sindele behos. Kosahado saba. Be loosed from every infirmity right now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Rheumatism, joint pains, worse with bad weather, or cold weathers. And so this period where it has been raining consistently has been terrible for you. I have good news for you. This is your night for healing.
Amen.
Jesus makes you whole.
Amen.
Rise. Begin to move those limbs, those knees, those ankles, those wrists and elbows. Power of God has touched you right now.
Amen.
That lady, you are healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every weakness in your body is leaving you right now. Every infirmity, I command every spirit of infirmity to be gone, to leave you right now.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Let every pain leave your body.
Amen.
Pain in the head, pain in the joints, pain in the back. Let it leave you right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak light into darkness.
Amen.
Any situation that you are in and you can't see the end, it's a dark situation. You can't see how it will end well. You can't see any light anywhere. Let there be light now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A marriage that looks like a dead end, you can't see how things could ever work. Let there be light in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak hope. Anywhere something has taken away your hope. Someone has taken away your husband. A doctor has told you that you don't have much longer to live. He was just telling you things as they are. But it took away your hope. I'm speaking hope into every hopeless situation now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Who is he that saith and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commandeth it not. No matter what they say, I declare concerning you, he has said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. He said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Let that be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the hand of God be mighty on your behalf. Let the Lord defend you against your enemies who are more and mightier than you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Any situation in which you feel helpless, you can't help it. It looks like it's going this way, and you might have tried, but it looks irredeemable, unsalvageable. I speak hell in the name of Jesus. He said, I lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. Help is coming to you from the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I pray your blessing over every home, over every life, over every family. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord.
Well,
thank you so much for joining us tonight. We'll be with you again next week. You've been hearing from myself, Dr. Augustus, my wife, Dr. Helen, and Alfred has been on the keyboard. Miracle Wave broadcast brought to you by Miracle Wave Church. Find us in Kumasi at Chichiwere. You can find us on your GPS or in Koforidua at the Waterworks Junction. Experience God's love and God's power today. We say Miracle Wave Church, where good news happens. We love you, and we'll be with you again next week. Amen.
Miracle Wave broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Wave Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Wave Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.